Okay. And there, if you brought your own, we're in Luke, the first chapter. Starting with verse 26. And I'd like us just to kind of go through the story just a little bit at a time. Because there's a lot in here, all right? There's a lot in here. We are told that there's this lady named Mary, okay? Now, we're not told a lot about her. We're not told a lot about her. Now, there's a lot of tradition out there that tells us a lot of things about Mary, but in this first part of Luke, we got nothing, okay? We're told that Mary has a visitor, the angel Gabriel. All right? And the angel Gabriel comes to her and says, "Greetings, favored one. God is with you. The Lord is with you. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Now, angel just showed up. And it's Gabriel, okay? And this angel just says to you, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." What's going on inside you? Well, for some of us, it's 9 a.m., and I'm used to being here at the 10:45 service, so not a lot. Others of you might be going, "Huh, like Mary, what kind of a message is this? What kind of a greeting is this? Should I be terrified right now? Or should I be rejoicing? Or something else?" So Mary is going, "What kind of a message is this?" All right? I think that's understandable. But she was perplexed. I love that. She was perplexed. That's nice and sweet, isn't it? She was perplexed. No, that word in Greek is much more. She was agitated. She was turned inside out and wondering, "What the dickens is going on here? What kind of disruption in my life just happened?" She was more than perplexed. That's like a heady thing. This is a full body type of experience that she's having after this angel shows up. She was perplexed by this greeting. And so the angel goes on and says, "Don't be afraid, Mary." They usually say that, don't they? "Don't be afraid, Mary." And it's often, if I'm in the shoes of the other, that's when I'm terrified. Okay? Hence why the angel says, "Don't be afraid." But the angel says, "Don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Now, you have found favor with God. What do we know about Mary? What has she done? Exactly. Zero. Nothing. She's done nothing. Don't move ahead in the story yet. To this point, what has Mary done? Zero. And this angel is saying, "You have found favor with God." Which means God is blessing you with God's grace. That's what this means. God is blessing you with God's grace. She has done nothing to earn this, said nothing to earn this. God has just found favor with you. All right? Now, this is what's going to happen, Mary. We're told that Mary is a virgin. And we're told in this translation, engaged, which is a little hard. It's more like espoused. This was an arranged marriage, quite properly, possibly. Probably, in fact. This was, Mary is engaged or espoused to Joseph to be married, where basically their two families got together and said, "We want this to happen." With or without input from Mary and Joseph. We don't know. We're not told. But in that culture and that time, that was the common way that marriages were brought together. Okay? So we're told that Mary is a virgin and she's espoused to be married. So she's not married yet. And then the angel continues. Oh, guess what? Favored one, you're going to get pregnant. Oh, and it's not Joseph's. Wait. And she asked, how? That's a perfectly good question, don't you think? Yes. How? Now, I don't think she's questioning the message. She's just wondering, wait a minute, I don't get it. How? Well, the angel says, the Spirit will come upon you, and you will become pregnant with a child, a son, who will be named Jesus. Oh, and by the way, it's the Son of God. Okay? You were just told, virgins, espoused to be married, not married yet, that you are now going to be pregnant with God's Son. Now, those of you that have been pregnant, I'm guessing, you tell me, when you first find out, it might be, oh, what? And then maybe, yeah? Or all at the same time. Yeah? But thank you for doing this, because I'm not sure anybody else is hearing this. But I'm guessing that that is like, whoa, what is about to happen? Okay? Understandable. And Mary just was told, you're going to be giving birth to the Son of God. No pressure. Yeah, exactly. But you found favor. The other thing that could be going on in Mary's head right now, as she wonders, what kind of a message is this? This angel Gabriel quite possibly just gave her her death wish. Because in that culture and in that time, to be found pregnant outside of marriage, especially when you're espoused to be married to somebody else and you're found to be pregnant, your to-be husband and or husband can have you stoned to death. I'm guessing Mary is fully aware of this. What kind of a message is this? And then the angel goes on and talks about Elizabeth, right? Goes on and talks about Elizabeth, her cousin, her relative, Mary's relative, who Mary probably knows this, but the angel says, you know, the one who was thought to have been barren, unable to have a child. And she's old. Who knows what that means? But she's older, and it was thought that she could not have a child. Well, guess what, Mary? She's in her sixth month of being pregnant with a son. And then the angel says, Mary, there's nothing that's impossible with God. There's nothing that is impossible with God. And then Mary responds. And Martin Luther wrote at one point, he said, you know, for God to become human being and born to a virgin, that's nothing. To God, that's nothing. What's amazing is Mary said, I hear what you say. May it happen to me as you have said it to happen. That my friends, is a remarkable, remarkable response. Considering what quite possibly is going on inside of Mary's head, her life has just been turned inside out, upside down. And she has questions, understandably so, and she asks them. And the angel keeps telling her, you found favor with God. God is blessing you with God's grace, not because of anything you've done or are going to do. You are favored, period, by God. And God is with you. And nothing is impossible with God. Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, favored ones, God has come to us with a message. A message of, I am placing within you my Son. I am placing within you, Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, with my Son, God says. You have found favor with me, God says. And we might be going, what kind of a message is this? That be understandable. Should we be afraid? Maybe. Should we be rejoicing? Maybe. What kind of a message is this, God, that you come to us and call us favored? And amazing things are going to happen that might turn your lives upside down and inside out, which might scare the dickens out of us. And this same God that says, Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, I found favor with you. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. But how are we supposed to move forward with this news? I'm with you. Don't be afraid. You found favor with me. Oh, and hear this. Nothing is impossible with me. So as we move forward, Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, with this proclamation, with this news that Jesus is coming in and through us, and God is sending us into the world to proclaim that Jesus has come, and we might tremble and go, how are we going to do this? It's okay if we have those questions. May we, Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, continue to remind one another that God is with us. It's a promise. If we cannot proclaim anything other than that today, may we proclaim it with every ounce that we have. God is with us. And nothing. Friends, when God says nothing is impossible, God means nothing is impossible with God. And then may we, like Mary, maybe trembling, maybe uncertain, maybe wondering, maybe deeply afraid, maybe all of that at once, may we respond. What your plan is for us, God, Let it be as you have told us it will be. Amen.